hope that your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones,
let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, welcome to Thursday's show. Last night was the CMT Music Awards, was involved in that, and so it was a late night for me, but I feel happy to be here.
Good.
I'm in a good mood.
Yeah.
Glad you're here, man.
Glad you're happy.
Trying to live my best life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Morning, studio!
Morning!
So here's something I didn't want to talk about until today, because it needed to be far removed. Over the past few days, we have been doing interviews leading up to the CMT Awards. Had a lot of artists on. And we split it up. I would do some, Amy did some, Lunchbox would do some, and it's just a cool thing because we sat in one place in the CMT building and all the artists would come to us and you do promotion and you get to see everybody at once. Well, so I like Lunchbox to get out and dip his toe in the interview water. And I feel like he's slowly getting better at it.
Yeah.
And he has great passion for it. Which that's where it starts, the passion.
Yeah.
So again, do not say who it was. Do you know the story, Amy?
I don't know.
Oh, does Amy know the story?
I don't think Amy was there.
Oh, so uncomfortable. Okay. So
I'm gonna.
Lunchbox is sitting in the room, right? And the artists come in with their people, and and there's a sheet, and it says who they are, and there are some questions if you want to ask them. And so an artist comes and sits down, and Lunchbox has no idea who it is.
I heard about this.
So he just gets up and he goes, "I'll be right back."
Excuse me.
He walks down.
He darts out the room.
I was out.
So, first of all, what are you thinking?
I was like, I'm just like, I don't know what to do because I don't know who this is. There's nobody with him. There's no sheet saying who this person
None
is.
None of the producers from CMT or our show told you who
nobody.
It was.
Nobody. This guy just...
You didn't recognize him?
Nope.
Okay, so now that you saw him, you just thought it was a dude.
I just thought it was a dude, and he sat down in the chair next to where the microphone, where you're supposed to be interviewed, and I was like, uh-oh.
So,
and so I just looked at him, and I was like, I can't start this interview, so I don't know what to do.
Did you consider just going in and be like, hey, man, how's it going?
I thought about it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't know where to go from there. I was going to, because I would have said, oh, so you're a new artist? I didn't know.
By the way, not a new artist.
No.
So I just said, I'll be right back.
So you walked out of the room.
Walked out of the room.
Did you see his face at all?
Nope.
Eddie, were you in there?
I was there.
What did he do when Lunchbox walked out?
Oh, he was just like, okay, no problem. He just sat there kind of like he was in the principal's office waiting for the principal to come back. Like, okay.
And so what did you say when you walked out of the room?
I just went and found someone. Who is that?
And they told you?
They told me. And I was like, okay.
And how'd the interview go? I'm not going to play it. We're not going to allude to who it was.
Well, I asked him some questions.
Yeah.
And after going and do some research, probably some bad questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely bad.
Oh, really?
Amy,
you know
this
now?
Is the part. Yes. Now, I mean, at first I didn't know because, I mean, Lunchbox has a couple of awkward moments. But, yes, I heard about this and definitely probably one of the most awkward things ever.
Huh. One day we'll be able to share it. It's okay. So close to it to give all the details.
Too close, yeah.
But an artist walked in, Lunchbox, who is the newest of the new, you know, we're just trying to give everybody a shot here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just didn't know it was, so he left the room. He was like, I'll be back. Please hold right there, sir. I'll come right back. We had an artist walk in once, a classic artist. We know a bunch of his songs. And he walked in, he didn't look like he used to. And we thought he was just setting up equipment.
Oh, man.
And it was turns out it was an artist. Like
we
a
even
really
asked,
famous
we
artist.
Even asked in front of him, is the artist coming in?
Yeah, yet? We're like, is so-and-so coming in?
And he was there.
He thought we were joking. So he sat down, we're like, oh, you're him.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
They get you with those pictures. Those pictures.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last night was the CMT Awards. One day we'll release these full stories, but that happened. I thought it was pretty funny. I don't think it would have happened to Amy. You'd have been prepared.
Oh, I totally even knew this person.
Oh, for sure.
I
would have known.
Yeah.
That's because we're professionals, though. Yeah? Yeah. So it makes you a year.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
A New York surgeon spotted a woman's thyroid tumor when he was watching her shop for a home on HGTV.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Watching TV.
I love when medical experts watch TV and catch things.
I know.
Like a dot in the eye.
Amy, when I have my thing on my elbow.
That's why you put it on Instagram.
That's why I put it on Instagram.
Yeah, wow. You're hoping.
I was hoping Instagram MD would save me.
Did they save you?
Well, apparently it was just like skeeters. But Nicole McInnes, 32 years old, was on the show Beachfront Bargain Hunt. You ever heard of that one, Lunchbox?
No.
Dr. Eric Voigt noticed a lump So he went to her social media and messaged her. She went to a special... thyroid cancer!
Wow. Mm. Wow. I mean, that's so amazing.
Makes me want to watch Beachfront Bargain Hunt.
No, I mean, yeah. And go on it, because you know that doctor's smart. And he's
that's right. You go on that show just to get everything you're diagnosed, like, for free.
You're like trying to show off every part of your body. Like, you know, hey.
I'd like to see the house over there on the sand, but let's check my armpit, too, on the camera. All right, there it is. Thank you very much. How about that? That's a cool one.
How about that?
How about that? Over to Raymundo with the news now.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond at the CMT Awards last night. Blake Shelton was the big winner. He won Video of the Year with All Name the Dogs. Congrats to Blake. In other news, Comcast Xfinity phone service suffered a massive outage yesterday. Phones at many companies across the U.S. didn't work. Comcast says the outage is mostly fixed now. And finally, in sports, the Golden State Warriors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 110 to 102. They now lead the series 3-0.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, I really make an effort to not get my phone while I'm driving. I really do. I will look at it at a stoplight if I'm sitting. So that encourages people to honk from behind, and I deserve those. But I try not to text and drive, and I really don't do it. I'm going to tell you what I did, though. Someone called me, and I picked up my phone, and I looked at it as I was driving. And me looking at it, I leaned and my car went to the other lane. Oh. And I almost hit an 18-wheeler.
Mm,
and it was all my fault. I wasn't reading a text. I just grabbed my phone to look at it. And it was so close. And sometimes it takes things to go terribly wrong to go, oh, I should have never done that. And here's what happened in my head. I go, well, I should have even looked at my phone as I was driving. Because I was completely distracted. I really wasn't feeling how my body was leaning with that phone in my hand. And then I go, you know, sometimes you have to do something really awful to learn a lesson from it. I just learned a lesson without even having to go all the way and have to hit the truck. And so I'm not looking at my, I'm just not looking at my phone anymore while I'm moving.
Do you not disturb straight up?
No, I'm just not going to look at it.
Okay.
I'm just going to face down in the seat next to me. If somebody's next to me, I may have them read stuff to me. But I mean, somebody could have died.
Mm-hmm.
I could have died. The truck could have died. Could have hit me. Could have hit somebody else. Like, that distracted driving is... They say, I've seen videos, it's worse than people who've been drinking and driving.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it could have been really bad, and it wasn't, because I got lucky.
Good reminder.
So, yeah, just
and you sharing it is another good reminder.
And it was all my fault, too.
Yeah.
All my fault. And the 18 was like, honk, 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 like hitting it hard.
And they'll know, like, when I think about that, I think about wrecks, and they, like, then they check your phone to see what you were doing. Like, I've thought about, too, when I've had my phone out, I'm like, oh, I need to put my phone away. I'm like, I'm not going to be that person that gets in a wreck, and then they check my phone, and they see that I caused the wreck because I was trying to make a comment on Instagram. I'm not going to be that person in the news.
You're like, Tyler Farr, what's up with that tattoo? You know what I mean? But really, it is a serious thing, and we can talk about it in a funny way because people will listen and pay more attention if you're telling jokes about it. But it could have been a bad deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad it didn't happen, but it did make me go, oh, this really could have been a thing. And next thing you know, you're going, if I wouldn't have been texting driving, that could have been a bad wreck. So that's all. I just want to say that I'm an idiot. I learned from my mistake. Nothing happened, but I got lucky that nothing happened. So don't text and drive. Don't look at your phone and drive. Put it down. Use it. I don't care if you use it at a stoplight. People can honk at you all day long. You ain't hitting anybody when people are honking at you. Although sometimes it does scare me and I'm like, oh!
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes I'll be at a red light and somebody will honk, and I'll just assume they're honking at me, and they're not, and I'll almost run the red light, because I'll be like, oh, good! So there we go. That's it.
Love it.
Lesson learned, everyone?
Lesson learned.
The Bobby Bones Show.
By the way, Lunchbox has a one-game winning streak on games.
What up?
Congrats, man. That's
one
awesome.
What up?
So, I have a game we're going to play this morning.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. I like games. I like winning.
It's called Name That Sound.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Remember we would do Secret Sound and Amy would nail them all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will play you a sound. Write it down. What you think it is. If you get it right, you get a point.
Okay.
Name That Sound here on Thursday morning. Fresh off the CMT Awards.
Ah, yes.
I'll play a game to get our brains working this morning. Okay, are you ready? Sound number one. Here you go. Sound number one. I'll play it again. Sound number one. There you go.
I'm in.
Write your answer down.
Oh, man.
I'm in for the win.
Let's go over to Amy.
Keys.
She says keys. Correct.
Oh, wow.
Lunchbox.
Sweeping up glass.
Oh, no.
I had keys, but no, play it again. I think there's a...
No. The answer's written right here. Eddie.
Key chain.
I'll take any keys.
Oh,
yeah. Sorry.
keychain.
Keys.
Play it again.
Could be on a keychain. No.
Moving on. Okay. That's keys. It's not glass.
All right, number two. I'm not doing any more again.
Okay.
That was the loudest keys I've ever heard.
Name the sound. Okay.
Can
name that sound.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Ping pong.
Lunchbox?
Ping pong.
Eddie?
Ping pong.
You're all right. There it is. Nice work. Woo! Nice work, team. No. All right, it's fine. You guys are in the game. It's fine.
In my hand. I'm focused.
We're in the zone, dude.
Right. Sound number three. Name it.
Oh.
I need you to be specific.
I'm in for the win. That's so easy.
It is so easy. Oh. He's on a one-game winning streak, folks.
This is hard.
I'm in.
Not really.
I'm in.
Amy.
Apple bite.
Lunchbox.
Biting an apple.
Eddie.
Apple bite.
You're all three right. There. Look at this. Yeah. Okay, good. What's the score?
Me, Amy, 2. Lunchbox, 1.
No, actually, you guys have 3. I have 2, but that's okay.
All right. Oh, we have Mike D's holding the score over here. Yeah. How about this one? Name this sound.
Oh, love that. Love it.
Need some specificity here.
Okay, can you?
Amy won't get it.
Go ahead.
I'm in.
Amy?
Pouring a carbonated drink.
Lunchbox?
Pouring a beer.
That's pouring a Coca-Cola.
Well, I'm going to have to, actually, because it is pouring a beer.
Yes!
Beer is carbonated. It is not a Coca-Cola.
Boom!
Eddie, you're the only one. No point.
Yeah,
in that
oh!
Yeah.
There's ice cubes in that.
Sorry.
I pour lots of beers.
It is now Amy 4, Lunchbox 3, Eddie 3.
Woo!
Last one. Here we go.
I'm in.
Oh.
Wait. Oh, I got it.
Amy for the win if you get it. There it is.
Lunchbox doesn't have it.
Lunchbox, do you have it?
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm trying to hear it.
You've heard it 10 times.
No, everybody's been talking over it.
Sorry. My buddy. There you go.
I'm in.
Oh.
Lunchbox, need an answer.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I got it.
Go ahead.
Lighter.
Eddie.
Lighting a match.
Correct. Amy.
Lighting a match.
There it is. Wow. There she is. She's now the champion. Now he's lost one in a row. We're back.
Guess who's lost two in a row? Eddie. Boom. Yeah, Eddie's lost two in a row. Eat that.
I didn't look at it that way.
Yeah, I know you didn't.
Eat that.
Amy, here's your song. Take it away. Here we go.
There she goes again.
There you go. All right. Thank you, everybody.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Deborah Davis is a cafeteria worker at Hoover High School in San Diego. She drives a 1976 Malibu. It's all beat up, barely runs. In her off time, she volunteers giving meals to the homeless at the elderly house. And so the students wanted to do something nice. They got her a used car, had some dents. Then they took it to the mechanic class at the school, fixed it up, took out all the dents, surprised her with the new car.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, it's a new car to her, but surprised her with it.
That's really, really neat.
Yeah, they went and took the money. They only have a little bit of money for that class, and they bought this old car and then refurbished it all the way for her.
That's cool.
How cool is that?
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if kids are getting more caring or not, but it seems like they are, right?
Yeah.
Kids are always doing stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, baby, 3 months old, saves a life. Yeah. I'm like, what? How'd that baby know CPR? Yeah.
They're starting young.
Do you feel like your kids have big hearts?
I think so. I mean, when the kids stole our bikes, my daughter gave one of the girls that stole the bike her other bike. Like a bike we got for free.
Yeah, out of her, she's like,
yeah, she's
ticket.
Like, hey, thank you for giving me my stolen bike back, but here you can have this bike that doesn't fit me anymore.
Would you have done that as a kid?
I don't know. I mean, I think so. I would want to think so, but
But really.
But really.
No, I mean, I'm just
I really don't know. Yeah. I mean, I think I had a good heart.
That's
but...
a good story, though. Good story, Lunchbox. Tell me something good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Oklahoma. A man was arrested for public intoxication while he was waiting to be booked in jail. He added arson to his charges. He thought, if they don't have booking papers on me, they can't book me into jail.
I was going to burn them.
So while he's sitting there, he lit them on fire.
That's a smart deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he caused a little fire in the booking little section of the jail.
Wow. But does anyone else think it's funny that the guy had the ability to make fire when he was about to be booked into jail?
It's not bad. It's a survivor.
Because they search
right
you once you get booked is when they search you. So he's sitting there to get processed. So he still has his lighter.
Oh.
You would think they would take all that from you if you're just in the room.
As soon as you get arrested.
Yeah, like we're taking you in.
Maybe he had it hidden.
I like keistering it.
I don't know.
Hey, listen, he was on to something. It was like the story Lunchbox told a couple days ago about the guy who didn't have a license, a proper license. So he didn't drive his motorcycle on the street. He drove in everybody's front yard.
Yeah.
You know?
It's private property.
If that works, it comes off and the guy's a genius. So there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Do you hate cleaning, Amy?
No, I don't hate it. I actually enjoy vacuuming. There's certain parts I don't like, but I'll vacuum. It makes me feel so good.
Vacuuming does.
Vacuuming and spraying and wiping down things.
Researchers found that you're actually burning a lot of calories when you clean.
Oh, sweet.
2 hours of intense cleaning burns 600 calories. You only burn about half that running a 5K. So if you clean for 2 hours?
Wow.
Yeah. Vacuuming for 20 minutes, 80 calories. Mopping for 20 minutes, 100 calories. Like, mopping's kind of where it's at.
Yeah, mopping. You really have to get into
core.
It. Yeah. I do suck my stomach in sometimes when I vacuum and I focus on it. Like, if I don't have time for a workout, I'll do that. Or I'll run up and down the stairs. If I'm cleaning upstairs and downstairs, I'll make extra trips.
So I wrote a book that comes out on the 19th. And part of it, I talk about cleaning. And so they did this study with these house cleaners. And they said, hey, would you like to lose weight? And they said, yes. They said, well, they don't have any time because they're working all the time. They said, no. If you think about it, what you're doing is working out, like all the movements you're doing. They did nothing. They changed nothing, except they thought about it differently. They all lost like 4 pounds.
Wow.
Wow.
Because they just knew, they thought about it differently, doing the same thing, and they lost weight. So, I mean, I found that story a long time ago, and I saved it, because it's just knowing in your mind and actually thinking right. about it. And isn't that cool?
I love it.
Yeah.
That's like in Karate Kid, all that stuff was part of training, and he didn't think so.
Wax on,
wax off, sand the floor, all that.
Yeah.
I'm going to start thinking, this is a good reminder to start thinking about things differently.
Because they did nothing different.
Like,
except
even when I'm eating something bad, I'm going to be like, this isn't bad.
Yeah, it's broccoli. You ever see Wedding Crashers, the movie?
Yeah.
I don't even know if people really wedding crash.
Lunchbox and I did once in Chicago. I think,
did we
get cake?
Yeah.
You guys went over and ate cake at a wedding?
Yeah,
we were walking through a hotel and there was a wedding.
Nice wedding, and so really? We went over really and got nice. Some cake.
Yeah.
Wow.
We had just done that fair. We went to Navy Pier and then crashed a wedding.
A real-life wedding crasher snuck into a reception at a Hilton Garden Inn and stole gift cards, stole gifts. The mom of the bride saw this person, was like, don't recognize them. But who's going to come to a wedding and steal stuff? And they did. And the wedding crasher was a woman.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I mean, this has to happen more than we think.
Oh, probably.
Because it's like actually like kind of easy to go in and grab some of the presents.
Yeah, because you look like you belong to the wedding. Yeah. You're taking them out to the car or moving them to a different room. Smart.
When they realized nobody knew her, they informed hotel security. They called the Virginia Beach police, but it was too late. She stole not only gifts and gift cards, but she stole their memories of their wedding day, they say.
Dang.
Oh, that's a good one.
Wow.
That one went straight to the heart.
Yeah. How about this one? There's a new scam. Now, normally, if you get an envelope with thousands of dollars in it, you'll be like, what's happening? So an envelope will come to your house, filled with cash.
Bring it.
A Port Richey, Florida resident received an envelope that only had the last name of the home's resident correct. Soon after delivery, two unknown men came by to claim it. They were like, hey, do you have this money? Then a similar package showed up the following day with the same two men returning, and they were super aggressive, and they called the cops. The envelope had $8,000 in cash. Now, they don't know what the scam is, but they go, this is some kind of mail scam. Now, if you get an envelope full of cash, what are you going
to
do?
Go to the bank, put it in the bank.
And then act like you never got it?
Yep.
But they probably know you got it, because they're probably watching the whole time.
Okay, sorry. Finders keepers.
I don't think that works, though, in real life.
Mm-mm.
Finders keepers.
And losers, get off my losers. Property.
But these are the kind of people that break into your house.
Okay.
Are you babying your house right now, baby-proofing it?
No. Baby's not going to be able to move.
What are you talking about?
To baby-proof it right away.
No, the baby just sits there. It can't move, so there's no point in baby-proofing it yet.
Hold on.
Baby box update.
Let's talk to Lunchbox about this baby. It comes out in August.
August 29th. Yeah.
It comes out like a movie.
That's the premiere.
It comes out.
It's released.
What's the date?
August 29th.
August 29th, you'll be having your baby.
Yes.
Is it a planned pregnancy? Are you guys in a...
Well, I mean,
no.
Planned pregnancy?
I don't know the word.
You mean schedule.
Schedule.
No. What
delivery.
Happens is that's your due date according to the doctor, and then when you get closer to the due date, if you haven't had it by a certain day afterwards, they'll schedule the induced labor.
So you may not have it by then.
Right, but I could have it early. I could have it in the middle of July.
You could.
In one word, how would you describe your emotional state right now?
Scared.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He does say that every day, that he's scared.
To be a dad?
To have this human you're responsible for, have to get up and when from my nap time and feed it and make sure it's...
Oh my goodness. What if you don't do naps anymore?
No, I'm doing naps. There's no way. It'd be impossible. I would fall asleep at 4 o'clock in the afternoon for the night
if
I didn't get a nap.
But what if you go home to take a nap and the baby's just crying during that time?
We're in trouble. Or the baby's in trouble.
So you're dead set grounded on keeping your nap schedule.
Absolutely. Because it's impossible to go.
It's not impossible. Stop using the word impossible. I go days without naps. Full days.
Which is weird.
But it's not impossible.
It's not impossible.
Okay. It's highly impossible.
What?
No, that's even worse than what you were saying.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it's just inconvenient for you.
Yeah. It's inconvenient, and I don't want to be a walking zombie, and I need to be on my P's and Q's for this show. I owe it to the listeners to be well rested.
And the reason we talk about naps on this show is we wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning, depending on who you are. And so by the time it gets in late afternoon,
you're exhausted.
No, people with real jobs get exhausted.
No. But they get to sleep in.
Not all the time. People work way worse hours than us and way harder.
No. They work from 8 or 9 in the morning till 7 at night. That's fine because you already got your 8 hours of sleep. I'm not going to bed at 4 in the afternoon so I can get my 8 hours of sleep. That's just not happening.
Well, that's a choice by you.
Yeah. It's highly impossible. Well, so anyway, in a word, you're scared.
Scared. Yeah.
June 7th.
I am less than
July,
3 months.
August. Like 2.5 months to your baby.
Yeah. Hi. Next week, we will be in the third trimester. We will make that hurdle into the last trimester.
Wow.
Yeah. How about that?
How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
How about that?
How about that?
All right. Well, everybody's rooting for you, buddy.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So you and your son were out riding the bike?
Yes, and an officer stopped his car in the middle of the... You know how like there's two lanes going and there's like a middle lane you can turn out of? He stopped his car right there, threw his lights on, got out, came over to my son, gave him a sticker.
Oh, that's
cool. Then let him play with his flashlight. My son was asking for his gun. He was like, no, son, you can't have the gun. He's like, I know how to use it. So anyway, super nice, like a great encounter. I'm like, this is so adorable. And then I see another cop car pull up, and then I see another one down the street. I'm like, wow, there's a lot of y'all out here today. He said, well, actually, ma'am, we're looking for someone. Well, actually, it was three people, two males and a female. He gave me their full description. And he's like, have y'all seen them? And I'm like, no, I haven't. But I'll keep my eyes peeled. I'm like, what is happening?
In
my
neighborhood
is just...
You need to move, Amy.
Nah, I don't know. I feel like there's, good and bad that happens all over town. You can't
predict it. There was somebody near my house.
Exactly.
Killed the hatchet.
You guys need to move.
No, there's nowhere to move. But I just thought...
It's dirt.
I thought here we were just having this nice little encounter. But he really... I mean, because they were questioning everybody around. So he pulled over and put on his lights. I thought it was just to like give my kid a sticker, but it was to do both.
Yeah, both. So I was doing an event earlier this week and someone goes, hey, good to see you. And I was like, hey, good to see you. I didn't recognize him. And they said, hey, well, yeah, we just shot that commercial at your house. And I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, we just shot a commercial in your front yard. And I was like, what? It turns out they shot a commercial at your house.
Oh. Yeah, wait, am I?
They thought
my house?
They thought it was me. Everyone was saying that's where I live.
Oh, that's funny. But remember? They shot on my street and they wanted to pay us to use our yard, but then they changed the price. They went from like...
Oh, that's right.
$1,500 to like $200, and then we weren't going to be able to use our yard all day, and my husband was like, no. So they did shoot the commercial on our street, but not in our yard. But they were right there at our house. It was coned off. Like, I could only get in my alley.
Oh, well, apparently all the buzz was they were...
At your house? That's funny. Yeah. It's an American Eagle commercial.
The clothing line?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Your front yard is tiny, though, right?
Yeah, but it fits a bouncy house and a blow-up inflatable soccer thing.
Barely.
And a pinata. Barely.
I don't understand her neighborhood at all.
What do you mean?
Like, one day they're shooting awesome, like, commercials. The other day they're looking for fugitives. And, like, what is happening?
It's very diverse.
It is.
And that's what I love about it.
Yeah, that's what she loves. There it is. You see with these friends? They've been friends forever, and they said, listen, if we're not married, by the time we're 50, we're getting married. And now they got married.
Oh, they legit did it?
They did it. On Friends, they have a friendship pact on the TV show.
Yeah.
But these two, Dean and Palmer, 51 years old, they got married last week. They met in high school. They started dating when Dean was a freshman and Palmer was a senior. And so they said, okay, here's the deal. We're both single, but now they're in their 50s, so they got married. They got married in a garden ceremony in front of a waterfall. She was divorced with two children. He was divorced but had no kids, and there they go.
So they, but they That's hit the 50 mark, 50s. So that was the thing.
That's beautiful.
Do you have one of those with anybody?
No, but you know what I think? And this is me talking here. I think in the next 18 months, I'll be married.
So you're talking?
18 months?
Stop right now!
Yeah.
What?
Jeez Louise.
Are you for real right now?
You made fun of Amy meeting her husband and marrying him like a week later.
Yeah, when do you plan on starting to date this person that you're going to propose to and then get married? What?
I don't know.
What is happening?
Because I'm not dating anybody right now.
Yeah, which means you're going to meet them and get engaged, plan the wedding,
Are you
do it.
Sure this is you talking? I was wondering why you clarified. You were like, this is me talking right now. I'm like, well, of course it's you talking. But now I'm wondering, is this really you talking?
It is me talking. Because today is Thursday, June 7th. I do believe. Write this down. Because I think in the next 18 months, I'll either be married or have a. I'll be engaged.
I'm bad at math. What date is that?
I don't know. Who cares? Hey.
Who cares?
Who cares?
June, and then adds 6 months. So like December 2019?
December 2019.
Ish.
Yeah. Let's do December 6th, December 19th.
See it, speak it, say it, folks.
Dang, is that what you're doing right now?
No, I just think it's like, there. I do think in the next 18 months, I'll at least be engaged.
Engaged?
At least, yeah.
December 7th is a Saturday, so let's
I also know
one.
Me, though. And I know as soon as I get engaged, I'm like, I'm done. Let's
I
just
know,
get married.
But
December 7th, 2019, Bobby's wedding.
By the way, I'm 38 years old. I've never been married. I don't have any kids. I've had a few relationships. I've had some good relationships, but I've never been married. Never been engaged.
So by the time you get engaged, you're going to be in December, you're going to be 39.
Yeah.
You're going to be married before you're 40.
I think there's something to that. Anyway, I've said my piece.
And you haven't met her.
It's in the calendar. So is the wedding going to be, what, 30 minutes long, 10 minutes long?
Well, I'll probably do it at 7:20.
7:20 a.m.
That's when the biggest listening audience is.
Oh, big shy time. Live on the air.
Yes, of course. Boy. Everybody needs to be gone by.
Yeah, no, 7:40. We'll have to go to break.
Okay.
No, but seriously, I said it. You know what I mean? Morgan, number two, what about you? You're 24. How's it going with your boyfriend?
It's going awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's almost home, and I'm excited.
How's that going?
Long distance is hard. I miss him a lot.
Yeah?
But
are you guys thinking about maybe engagement or no?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about it.
Interesting.
Wow.
It's weird that they talk
dating?
About it.
Oh, I never talk about it. I never even talked about it.
I know.
Because when you talk about it, that means it's happening.
But now you're saying it's going to happen.
Yeah, but I don't have anybody to talk about it with, so it doesn't matter.
The minute you get with someone, you're
going
to talking about it.
Yeah, I'll shelve it until it's time.
Yeah.
Back over to Morgan number two, though. What do you guys say? How long you been together?
9 months.
Wow, and you're already talking marriage?
Ooh. Hey, dude, I'm talking about Sometimes it. I don't even know the person
when
yet.
When you know, you know.
That's true. When you know, you know. I mentioned marrying myself. I thought people were doing that.
They do that, or they objects.
Marry a tree?
Like the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
You know what Bobby should do?
What?
I think he'd be a perfect candidate for Married at First Sight.
Go ahead.
That TV show where you just go and you meet them at like these relationship experts.
Mm-hmm.
They talk to you and they find out what you like, and then you meet them at the altar.
I was reading a story about these marriages that are set up in other countries. And
arranged.
How they're like 96% successful.
Yeah.
Because you go into it.
I don't think you can divorce.
Yeah, I think there's consequences.
You can. You go into it and they don't like do anything bad to you.
They don't?
Not for the most part.
Okay.
But
they don't like.
So what they say is people are mostly happy because if you have a whole lot of options, you're less happy, period. It's like getting on Netflix. You can never find a show to watch because there are so many shows.
I saw the downfall of too many options on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's
actually a thing.
It's a thing.
If you're given too many options, let's say you're given 10 things, right? And you pick one of them. You're like, oh, there were 9 other things. I bet you one of them was better than this. If you're given 3 options, you're probably like, you know what? This is probably the best option. Like the less options we're given, the happier we are.
Oh. I get that.
And so that's why a lot of these arranged marriages are working because they're given no options. And they go, this is what I have. I should make the best out of it. Aren't we always told to make the best out of life anyway? Because it's the life we have. We don't get to choose different lives. This is our one life.
Yeah, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
It's our one life. We don't have any options. We make it the best possible.
Okay, so maybe Lunchbox is onto something.
Yeah.
What about what?
Well, I'm just onto don't something. Give your... No. No.
I just went on a whole, yeah, whole monologue.
She's not giving you credit.
No, I mean, I just shifted everyone's perspective in the room, and Emmy goes, yeah, that's a great point. Lunchbox is onto something.
That's funny.
Thank you, Amy. I'm glad because I got that monologue started.
What you should do, you should go on the show. Don't give yourself any other options.
I just know how producers work.
Oh.
Like, I would do something, mm-hmm. but I just know how TV
okay, well,
work.
Fine. Get an arranged marriage.
I don't
we'll
need to.
It.
I just said 18 months. You know?
Yeah.
Made a big step here.
18 months.
And then Morgan number two is going to get married.
18 months.
Raymond's going to get married. Mm-hmm. We're all going to get married.
Raymond gets married before all
y'all,
you guys.
We should just bring in a pastor and marry y'all all together.
Ooh, I bet Morgan, too, gets married before
7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 a.m.
Morgan number two, then Ray, then me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Eddie?
Ray first.
Yeah, Ray.
Then number two, and then Morgan number two, then you.
Okay. There we have. What if Morgan number two and I get married each other?
That'd be amazing.
That'd be awkward.
That's a tie, right,
definitely
Morgan number two?
Definitely 720.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This high school football player. He's playing in the game. He says the last thing that he remembers was the ball getting thrown to him. He got dizzy, and then he checked out. He had a heart attack.
Oh, my goodness.
While he was playing ball. But luckily, the teacher, Tony Freeman, sees it, runs out on the field after he jumps the fence, did compressions. You have to remember, he's playing ball. He's in equipment.
Yeah.
Does compressions. Noticed he was turning blue, screamed for the defibrillator, and brought him back.
Wow.
He's alive. He's in the hospital. He's recovering in the hospital. But how about that? Like, he's playing ball, has a heart attack. Teacher happens to walk by.
Happens. Yeah. Happens to walk by. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Good timing.
The headline is teacher brings teenage football player back to life.
Wow.
I mean, you got to get an A in that class now, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you got to work hard. Now you got to make them proud. Anyway, that's my Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Blake Shelton was the big winner at the CMT Awards last night. He took home two awards, Video of the Year and Male Video of the Year. And then Carrie Underwood, oh, I was like obsessed with her glitter pants outfit when she was accepting this award.
Girl,
it was
me
so
too.
Cute. I know. She won Female Video of the Year for her video, The Champion, featuring Ludacris. And, I mean, Little Big Town, they won award for Group Video of the Year. And then shout out Dan and Shay, they won for Duo of the Year. Just a quick, little thing from MTV. If you were a fan of The Hills, I read this morning that they might be bringing it back.
Wait, that can't happen.
Why?
One of the girls is doing her own show now.
Oh, Kristen Cavallari? Well, I don't know that it would be the same girls like Lauren Conrad, but they would get, high school kids from Laguna Beach.
That time's passed.
It has?
Yeah, that time's passed.
Did anybody watch Temptation Island?
Yes.
That's coming back, too.
Oh, yes.
Okay,
that hasn't
passed because that wasn't built on a core set of characters.
Yeah.
I mean, that can come back,
I guess. Yeah, that had different people every season.
So that was on Fox. It looks like USA is going to revive Temptation Island if you are a fan.
Well, good for them. I do think on that Kristen Cavallari show, I think I'm going to be on it for a few episodes.
Oh.
Unless they cut me.
Wow.
They got me early.
She's pretty.
And I was asleep. I'm not going to be on with her.
Oh, you're not?
No. But yeah. And I think that Jay Cutler's playing softball with us.
Oh,
this
cool.
Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Lunchbox, that's your dude.
All right.
I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
We should tell Jay Cutler how bad Lunchbox bad-mouthed him.
Oh, you can tell. I'll tell.
You did? Oh, I don't remember.
Okay, hold on.
If
you suffer from fear of missing out, then don't wait. You have to download the addictive mobile puzzle game that everyone's playing called Best Fiends. You've heard me right. Best Fiends, like friends without the R. 85 million people have already downloaded this game. In Best Fiends, you solve puzzles, you collect tons of these cute characters, then you level up those characters and beat more bad guys. I introduce people to the game all the time. Listeners tweet me about it all the time. Download it. You can play it by yourself. You can connect with friends, connect with family. You can also compete at Best Fiends. They do update the game all the time. There are over 2,000 levels. There's always something new in the game. Best Fiends is not like any of the other puzzle games. Just check it out. I can tell you all this, but just check it out for yourself. Solve your fear of missing out right now. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download Best Fiends for free. That's Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S. It's like friends without the R. Best Fiends, Check it out. Let me know what you think about it. Once you're playing it all the time, send me a note. Tell me how addicted you've been.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
We're about to do a Will It Uber. We've brought in these inflatables into the studio. They're humongous. When they're not near a pool, they just look like big old tires. This bull, it's a mechanical bull, but it's an inflatable mechanical bull.
Mm-hmm, for a pool.
That goes in the pool. It might be 5 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
It might be longer than that.
I think it's longer than 5 feet.
Yeah, you're going to need like a stretch limo Uber.
We're going to order an Uber and see if they'll just cram them all in the back of the car. Like, this is funny, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too.
The morning corny.
What days are the strongest?
What days are the strongest?
Saturday and Sunday. The rest are weekdays.
That was the morning corny.
Hey, Mike D, who came up with this Will It Uber with all the inflatables?
Me.
You did?
Yeah.
Look at this guy over here.
The quietest guy on radio.
It's definitely not a rejected segment.
He goes, that's me.
He writes segments for the show and is the quietest man in radio. From Waxahachie, Texas, Mike D.
What was your inspiration for coming up with this comedy bit, Mike D?
Well, we needed something big and, like, extravagant, so you had all those pool toys laying around. Thought it'd be good.
Look at this guy.
Wow.
Oh, genius. We're calling this big and extravagant?
The pool toys are humongous.
The pool toys are big and extravagant.
Yeah.
Okay.
What were you thinking he was saying? Why are you hating with that tone? You can feel it, right?
Mike D did mean like the bit was going to be big and extravagant.
That's what I thought he meant.
What he's saying is he wants something crazy that fits in the back of something that's not crazy.
Oh, gotcha.
That's the whole point of the bit.
Sorry, if you're listening with different ears, it sounded like he was saying he came up with a big and extravagant bit.
It is. This is a big and extravagant bit.
Oh, okay.
When you guys come up with a Will It Uber, let me know.
Okay.
You're all haters on Mike D.
He does nothing except...
Mike D, I created this segment.
Amy, this is so extravagant.
No, you did not.
I created this segment.
Who Ubered their keys to their wife?
Because you were drunk. Yeah. And I said, why don't we do that as a segment? You did it because you had too much to drink.
No, my wife left her keys in my car and I brought it to work.
But it wasn't a segment. And I said, that's a funny segment. Let's start sending funny things.
Hey, you're welcome, Mike D.
Stop it. Typical. They want your credit, Mike D.
Okay. Everybody chill out.
Chill out. All right. Don't let them get to you, Mike D.
Okay.
Yeah, well, don't let them get to you.
Quiet, Mike. No, you're doing it.
You're driving it.
All right, we have a segment called Will It Uber, and we're trying to Uber these humongous pool toys, except they're even bigger than we thought.
Way bigger.
This pool toy might be 7 foot tall.
I think it's 8.
And then 4 foot wide. And then we're going to try to shove in the back of a car and ask them to take it, Uber it down to the gas station. We have all these pool toys. So they're being taken out to the front right now. We're going to play Will It Uber coming up after Kane Brown. Oh, wait, hold on. Lunchbox is on. Hey, are you there?
Yo.
Should I order the car right now, you think?
Maybe check and see how far they are away. But, yeah, I'm ready to go. I got the pool floaties out here. I'm chilling.
Where are we sending it to? I don't have an address.
We're sending it to the same gas station. I don't know. Mike D has all that. The one that came up with.
Oh, now you need Mike D, huh? That's right. What is it? The Exxon?
It's 111 Broadway or something like that.
All right. Hold on. 111 Broadway?
41.
Yeah.
41s. Excuse me. 111 Broadway. Okay. Lunch, I'm going to order the car right now.
Okay.
Is this where I am right here?
And then give me your phone with your password so I know how far away it is.
I'm not giving you my phone.
Well, I got to know how far the car is.
I'll tell you what kind of car it is. This is 55 Music West. Mm-hmm. Got it. Amy, my first time to use Uber, I'm like 100. What kind of car do you want, Lunchbox? Do you want a Select, which is a premium brand? Do you want a big car?
We're going to need a big
XL?
Car.
XL?
XL, for sure.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to order it. Here we go. I've ordered the Uber. It is confirming my pickup. As we play Will It Uber, it's searching for my spot right now, Lunchbox. All right. Dun, 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 dun. Still, okay, here we go. Oh, 2 minutes away.
Oh, 2 minutes?
Yeah. Well, you knew it was going to be
three
max. Yeah. So it's going to be a Chrysler Town & Country. Should I hit the song? Hold on. I'll be back.
No, just 2 minutes.
2 minutes. I'm going to hit the song. I'll come back. All right, we're going to play Will It Uber. Lunchbox is out on the street. Hey, is the car there?
Oh, yeah, just pulling up. All right, he's got a little minivan action.
He has his humongous floaties from the pool.
All right, I'm gonna put the first one in. Should I put the bowl in first? I think the bowl needs to go first.
The bowl right? is 8 foot tall, 4 foot wide, fully blown up. But they haven't pulled
over
yet. All
right, here we go. I'm going on speaker.
All right.
Hey, man. How you doing, man? I got a party I'm going to, and I'm trying to get this there. Help me deliver it. Yeah, we're going to try to squeeze him in. How do I open this door? Yeah, I mean, this is the highlight of the pool party. We need this there. Oh, let's go through the back, all right?
They're opening up the back now. The inflatable pool float features a ride-on bowl designed with innovative photorealistic printing. It can support up to 220 pounds. It's 8 foot tall.
Wow. I got an old man at the pool party. My buddy Eddie, he's going to meet you at the gas station. He'll take you to the pool party.
He's also loading in a giant-sized pizza, 6 foot long. From top to bottom, 5 foot wide. Ages 8 and up.
Get in there.
Also a crying emoji, 5 foot wide. Can fit more than 2 adults. As seen with celebrities such as Justin Bieber, Post Malone, and Taylor Swift.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to try to fit all these into this car.
Oh.
How you doing, Lunch?
Oh, yeah. All right. Hey, what do you think? Oh, we got one more, David. We got to get this mic. Oh, yeah. I think this one's right here. Ah.
The phone's cutting out so much, I can barely hear what's going on. Hey, take me off speaker. How right outside the building does the phone die?
111 Broadway.
Well, yeah.
Exxon. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
They got him in?
I don't know. Phone sounds terrible. Lunchbox.
Hello?
Hey, we lost you. The phone was terrible. How'd it go?
Oh, they're in, man. He's out of here.
You crammed all three of them in there?
I crammed them all in there. He's out of here. David is taking him. I told David if he really wants to go, he can go to the pool party.
Okay, so Eddie's waiting at the gas station. We're going to see if he'll Uber. It's 18 feet of pool floaties.
Woo!
You sound out of breath. Was that hard work?
Oh, man. Oh, it was hard work. I was trying to, that bowl, it was hard to cram the bowl in there, but I put the seat down. I moved the one seat over. I mean,
this guy's got to be like, what's happening right now? He's like, what? It's early in the morning and they're cramming bowl floaties in the car?
He's probably like, hey, guys, you can probably deflate these and this would be a lot easier.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Did you get the floats?
Okay, I'm here.
So we sent, I think, 18 foot of pool floats, all fully blown up, in the back of an Uber, seeing if they would Uber to Eddie. The guy's in a town in the country. You found him?
I see him. I'm pulling up. Right. I'm pulling up to him. What's his name?
Harold.
David.
Harold.
Yeah.
Okay. Harold, what up, dude?
Yeah, man. You got my floats? Did they fit in there? Well, look at that, dude. You got my bull and my emoji and everything. Thank you, man.
You think he's wondering why am I at a gas station dropping these off? I'm literally not going to a pool.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Are you going to try to throw them in your Jeep? Not.
All right.
And it's like 6 blocks down. Like, Eddie couldn't have just picked them up in his Jeep.
Eddie be like, can you help me load these in my Jeep?
Yeah. He's helping me right now load them in. Okay. That's going to be tough. You think they'll fit in my car? No, he says no. Okay.
Ask him if he'll drive them back.
What the, if they don't fit, can you Uber them back?
Or follow me to the pool.
Yeah, I mean, if they don't fit, he's thinking about it.
Tell him to follow you to the pool and he can swim.
Oh, here, the guy texts me. Where is Eddie? I'm here wasting my time when I get paid to drive people, not stuff.
No, stop it.
I'm not kidding. I just got the text from this guy.
He's mad.
Okay, all right. He's helping me put it in the...
Hey, ask him. Say, did you just text Bobby? Ask him.
Did you just text my friend Bobby? Oh, what did you tell him?
I just texted.
You didn't throw me under the bus, did you?
He said,
no, he didn't.
Where is Eddie? I'm here wasting my time.
Money. I'm at a delivery service.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's not a delivery service.
I'm not supposed to be delivering this stuff, man.
Uber, you deliver people. Hey, so you deliver people.
So you deliver people.
But you deliver people.
know if this is not facing.
But people are going to be on this in the pool. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for Ubering it, man.
Okay, no problem.
I appreciate it. Okay, he says I'm going to have to tie it down.
To ask him if he'll help you. Ask him if he has any rope.
Can you help me one more time? Just maybe throw it in the top. Should I strap it onto the top? You think?
Ask if he can ride on top of the bull and you drive it back. Ask, hey, can you mind sitting on the bull? Do that.
How much do you weigh? Ask him how much you weigh.
If I get it on the car, will you sit on the bull?
Ask him how big a boy is he.
How big of a boy are you? Yeah, I have to. How big of a boy are you? He's ignoring me.
Oh. Okay. Because it only holds 220 pounds.
Totally ignoring me. All right. Okay, it's on the top, but it's not tied down or anything. Can you sit on it? See if you can. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? You sit on the bull? No, he's gone.
Oh, he's out. He's gone.
He's gone.
He's being sarcastic.
He's had enough of me.
All right. All right. Thanks, dude. Hey, how are you going to get that stuff back? Seriously.
Well, okay. Thank you, man. Thank you so much. Hope I didn't waste too much of your time.
You paid him. We're paying him.
Yeah, we're paying you. Okay, I told him. He said yeah.
Okay, so did it Uber?
Right. It Uber!
It Uber! There we go. Hey, Eddie, how are you going to get that stuff back, though, seriously?
Yeah, I don't know. It's sitting on the top of my car. The
you guys, deflate it.
Oh, yeah, true. It takes a long time to deflate it.
I know, but I mean, that's how.
I'm going to take a picture of the bull on top of my car.
Eddie, you got to deflate it probably.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. But how, though, really? We're so dumb.
We? You got a mouse in your pocket?
No, just the whole thing. The guy texts me. He's like, where is Eddie? I'm here wasting my time.
I deliver people.
Yeah, I deliver people, not pizzas. Got in late last night. The CMT Awards happened.
Yeah.
And I didn't go on until third hour.
No kidding.
I'm not even complaining, but I'm just saying. I mean, I went on third hour. It's late for me.
I know. Yeah. I thought I missed you
at
the beginning because I was like, wait, where is he at? Where is he at? And then there you were.
Well, and then there I was, but I for sure gave the fist to the fans.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as the camera comes on me, like I make a fist every time I'm on live television just so I'm reminding the people that let us do this show that I'm thinking about them. And that's what's called the fist for the fans. And so I did it last night and you can see it on my Instagram. So I did that. I talked to Joel McHale last night.
How's that?
It was good. He's big.
Tall dude?
Yeah, he's from The Soup. He has a show on Netflix now, Joel McHale, The Joel McHale Show.
Yeah.
And he's a big dude. He's played linebacker at University of Washington, I believe.
Oh, okay.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't see him as an athlete, but okay.
Yeah, big, big dude, funny guy. Talked to him a bit right before I walked on because we went on around the same time.
Yeah.
He went on and presented an award, and as soon as Carrie took her award, I went on and presented Kelly Clarkson. And I'm on, and I'm going, all right, everybody. And it's just going to be a regular stand-up where the camera comes swinging down, you read the prompter. I had like 7 lines. They wouldn't let me take my jokes, right? I tried. I wrote some jokes. But so I was like, cool, I'll go on and do my thing. Well, Kelly Clarkson's like 10 feet over to my left. And she starts almost heckling me during my announce for her. So I'm just going to do my thing and get off stage. There's no room for me to really do something extraordinary. So why even risk it and do something terrible? Because it can. It very easily can go terrible. And so I'm like, hey, this next singer, she's the American Woman, because she's about to play American Woman. And she starts looking at me and kind of yelling in my ear. And so I look over to the side, and that's why I start laughing and looking.
Oh,
because she's basically heckling me, which was very funny. I just wasn't expecting it on live television. And then so, yeah, Kelly Clarkson's funny, man. So I did that.
I love her.
Yeah. We sat right behind her, one row right behind her. Yeah. Set behind the Backstreet Boys. You see me photobomb?
Oh, that was a great one. You and Mike B photobombed the
and
Backstreet
Hoda.
Boys.
Well, I saw them doing it. I said, hey, check it out. And so my head's all the way up photobombing Hoda and the Backstreet Boys.
Totally.
With the goofiest face making.
You can't photobomb with a serious face. So even Hoda retweeted it last night at like 1 in the morning. So that happened. People were talking about my clothes.
What about it?
Well, listen. Anything,
positive?
No.
Oh.
Did they think Sergeant Pepper the way you did?
I said Sergeant Pepper, and some people did. They were like, look who's trying to do Sergeant Pepper. And I was like, shut your hole, man. I said that yesterday.
That was the plan.
Yeah. It's the Beatles.
Yeah. See, I saw more Michael Jackson out of your outfit.
Just the colors you saw.
Yes.
A lot of people said that, too. Do a side-by-side of Michael Jackson and me.
Oh, yeah, you're right. The red, white, and black.
I saw Tiger Woods.
Oh, did you on Sunday?
Red and black. Yeah, if we're talking about that. hear a lot of comments on my CMT awards look last night, which all I had on were standard black boots, black pants, a white t-shirt, and just a red jacket that looked a bit British. Or I would even say Sergeant Pepper's. Cheryl said Sergeant Pepper's for the win.
Oh.
There you go. That's a good one. Nikki B said, are the British coming or what? David S. said, first you wore Amy's pants and now you're wearing her jacket. When will it end?
That's not nice.
Scylla said, that jacket's a little too feminine for my taste. Tiffany said, you look like the greatest showman.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
I don't know that that's a compliment, guys.
I don't know either.
So there you go. There's just some compliments on, or comments on that. Thank you very much. So are you putting that picture up, Ed?
Yeah, I'm going to put it together right now.
Eddie got mad at Mike D.
I mean, come on.
What's that?
You know, I mean, you know why. I mean, well, Mike, you probably agree with me.
Mike D, a.k.a. Quiet Mike, a.k.a. Movie Mike. He puts on a little suit last night. It's my date to the awards.
Yeah.
And we go, and I'm in red, as always, and Mike D is wearing a green jacket.
Oh, I get it.
Come on.
For the Raging Idiots, Bobby wears a red tracksuit.
Exactly.
And Eddie wears a green tracksuit.
It's been our thing for years.
Yeah. Uh-oh, I didn't even put that together, but I get it now.
And you're both Hispanic.
Eddie,
I mean, come on.
Eddie.
I wouldn't doubt that when they were walking the red carpet, people were like, they're the Raging Idiots.
But Eddie, don't you see how it feels now when people are trying to be you?
Oh, exactly.
Oh, let me go to Quiet Mike real quick. Hold on a minute. Quiet Mike, how do you feel about this?
I mean, I just have the one suit, so.
He owns one suit.
One suit.
He owns a black and green suit? No.
That's all I have.
I just, okay, and to Amy's point, I kind of do understand a little bit because it was like, all right, that's my, you know, that's my color.
I'm you don't green. Own the color green, Eddie.
Like you're the red dude.
You don't own the color green.
Yeah, and it's my morning corny, so.
I mean, the only time you wear green is when you're with the Raging Idiots. That's it.
Yeah, you don't own green.
I know, guys, but then with CMT Awards, we have videos that ran on CMT as the Raging Idiots.
I mean, I get it, too. Y'all are also both Mexican, so I could see where you think that people might be like, look, are the Raging Idiots performing tonight? Here they are.
Yeah, I mean, I'm serious. Some of the news outlets were probably like, there they are, the Raging Idiots.
The news outlets. I don't think the news outlets were like, there's Bobby Bones, much less they're the Raging Idiots.
So you think he did that on purpose?
I do.
Mike D, anything you want to say, Mike D?
I did not do it on purpose.
All right, you heard it from him. Mike D, a.k.a. Prison Mike, a.k.a. Metamucil Mike. Thank you, Mike D.
A.k.a. trying to be Eddie from the Raging Idiots, Mike.
Yeah. Eddie, I don't think anybody wants to be Eddie from the Raging Idiots.
No. Okay.
No, they don't want to be Bobby from the Raging Idiots. We set out with a goal to raise $100,000 because that would buy 5 service dogs. Because what happens is some of our military go over, they come back with PTSD, they come back with brain injuries, they come back physically unable to do things that when they left, they're not able to do now. And so each dog costs $20,000. As of late last night, we were at 99.4 thousand. And if we hit 100,000, we draw one more name to see who names the dog.
Whoop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
That's all. If you'd like to get a Pimp and Joy shirt, the retro Pimp and Joy shirts, we don't keep any of the money. They all go to helping get these dogs and train them for vets. Just go to bobbybones.com. Lunchbox is just trying to get to that 100 mark so he can try to get his name.
Yeah. I mean, Morgan number 2 and Ray have one. That is...
Raymundo the dog, yeah.
Obnoxious.
And just to clarify, because I see questions about this, it's anything Pimp and Joy will go towards this fund.
Yes.
So we do have the retro stuff that's new, but if you buy a hat, it'll go towards maybe Lunchbox getting a name.
Yeah, but even
not
then,
guaranteed.
Not guaranteed.
Yeah. Not guaranteed.
Not guaranteed.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
There's a new store in Denver called Impact Humanity. It looks like a normal retail store from the outside, but once you get inside, you realize they offer free clothing and accessories, hygiene products, first aid kits, as well as job consultations for people in need.
That's cool. How do they get the money for this?
I think that's one of the coolest parts. Well, the guy that started it, Travis Smith, he started collecting coats, hats, other things, and then they started throwing the donations into garbage bags and just started collecting.
So other
donations for people. And
wow.
Then I think the coolest part to me is the job consultations part, because you can help people get dressed for success, get back on their feet, and then teach them how to get a job.
How about that?
Love it.
That's a good one.
How about that?
How about that? That's a tell me something good. I feel good now.
That was tell me something good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
There's a video of Amy's son dancing. And so Amy walks out her front porch, and her son, 7 years old, he's just dancing, but there's no music.
Facing the neighbors.
Yeah, he's just...
Hey, buddy, there's no music.
I don't know. What music are you?
You're just feeling it?
Yes, I just leave my back here.
So he's just dancing, no music. And it has 283,000 views, 1,000 comments.
Wow.
And so starting to go a little bit viral.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so Lunchbox got irritated. And he made the exact same video because he...
Oh, my goodness.
Because he thinks he can get more plays than your son.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the video?
What is wrong?
Okay.
So you heard Amy's son.
Hey, buddy, there's no music.
I don't know.
So here's Lunchbox and his wife.
Hey, buddy, there's no music.
I don't know. I just...
Are you just feeling it?
Yes. I just need my bike here. I just.
So the video's going up on Instagram. We're going to put it up at Bobby Bone Show.
What?
I don't think that has the same effect.
Yeah. Have you seen the dancing? You guys.
Are you in your pajamas?
Yeah. And my boots.
Yeah.
And I got a bike helmet on, and just like your kid.
He remade the whole video because he wants it to be better than your son's.
Oh, my goodness.
They may feel sorry for him. He may go viral with this.
So here's everybody who Lunchbox has a beef with. Eddie Jr. Jr., 4 years old.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because of Eddie Jr. Jr. singing the Drake song. He has a beef with the Yodel Kid, age 11.
Mm-hmm.
And now he has a beef with Amy's son, age 7.
Yeah.
All because they get a bunch of plays on the internet.
What's the common denominator here?
He's jealous that kids are going viral. But part of the reason Lunchbox are going viral is that they're kids. It's not what they're doing. It's that they're kids and doing it.
Yeah, but they're not good at what they're doing. You guys are just doing it because they're kids. Hmm. Like, if it's good, I get it, and I understand it going viral. But just because they're a kid...
But that was just an organic moment. Nobody was trying to do anything.
Yeah, so was mine.
Oh, yours was organic?
Organic. I was just feeling it, and I just leave my bike there.
At Bobby Bones Show. We're going to post that. I was reading the story this morning that a kid, I think 17 years old, had a toy grenade in the Houston airport.
Yeah, Boy Scout.
And they locked it down because... But listen, you can't take a toy grenade into the airport.
Mm-mm. Did he just...
No toy rocket launchers, no toy grenades.
No toy nothing.
No, yeah. No toy weapons.
Nope. Mm-mm.
And so they shut down the airport. How about that?
Wow.
I mean, at 17, you're smart enough to know better, right?
Oh, he was 17?
Yeah, he wasn't 6.
Oh, sorry. Just
because then you put it on the parent.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I was picturing a little Cub Scout.
Mm. Nope.
With his toy.
Mm-mm. So, yeah, there's that. Here's Eddie's kid. Here. So, Lunchbox is a hater.
I'm not a hater.
Can you do that one?
He's got 3 feuds happening. Total age of all the feuds, 11 and 7 is 18.
Younger than him.
4 is 22. Younger. You're feuding with 3 people and all are younger than you combined.
Okay, that's great.
Okay.
I'm just telling you that Amy's kids dancing is not that cool. Oh, yay.
You think people watching your video are going to be like, that's so cool, retweet?
Yes.
At Bobby Bones Show. At Bobby Bones Show. By the way, Amy, I have something for you here. So
I got some push.
What I have for you.
What?
I brought my George Strait shirt.
Really?
1984 tour shirt. George Strait on tour. And I'm passing it over to you now. Passing the
tour. Oh my gosh, I'm going to wear this tomorrow.
Well, first of all, Amy was making fun of me because she said it was so small that she could wear it.
I just said, no offense, but I think I could wear it.
Well, now you can wear it. There you go.
That's legit.
This is so thoughtful. Okay.
So post it on Instagram. I think what we can do is you wear it, and after you post it, give it back to me. We'll take turns wearing it through the year.
Yeah, because once it's posted, then, you don't wear it for a little bit.
Yeah, I'll wear it again. We'll take turns.
I know, I'll wear it again, but you just got to wait a minute.
We'll take turns wearing our George Strait shirt.
I'm going to sleeve in this.
No.
And wear it tomorrow.
Okay.
By morning.
Oh, you're going to wear it to the Ryman tomorrow?
Yeah.
Are you?
That's cool.
That's where I wore it when I performed at Darius.
Perfect. It's like,
everything that I got is just what I got on.
Man, this is making me smile so big.
Yeah.
I ain't got a dime, but what I got is mine. I ain't rich, but Lord, I'm free.
Thank you, Bobby, by Bobby.
Thank you.
Amarillo
for my vintage tea.
Oh! Amarillo by morning. Amarillo's where I'll be.
Yeah. Especially with a thoughtful moment with you giving me a vintage George Strait t-shirt.
1984.
Like, I get emotional.
Official tour shirt.
Official tour shirt.
God, yeah. So cool. Yeah.
I was 1 year old, or three.
If you miss a story, Amy used to hang out with George Strait.
Once.
At his ranch, though.
Yeah.
Your uncle worked on his ranch.
Yeah, my uncle was ranch manager. He lived on it. So we went to visit him, and it was amazing.
I need a ranch manager.
How cool would that be? Yeah, you don't have a ranch, though.
I know, but I still would like a ranch manager.
He got all the Wranglers in the world, like, because George was sponsored by Wrangler. He always had fresh pair of Wranglers on.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, here we go. Trending now. The CMT Awards. Fans are reacting to Wednesday night's show from Nashville, Tennessee. What did you see last night, Amy, that you'd like to go, wow, I'm reacting to it? I'm just reading the top trending things.
Okay, I'm reacting to Brothers Osborne and Dierks Bentley singing Burning Man.
Yeah, it was good, huh?
Yeah.
I talked to John and TJ from Brothers afterward, and those dudes, like, I like them as people, and we know them a bit, and Amy lives next door to
Oh, yeah,
TJ.
My son was freaking out because TJ was on TV.
He just knows him as a neighbor.
Yes, because he's taking him cookies, and he's like, between Bobby being on TV and TJ being on TV, my son was like, what is happening?
You know, in this format, inside of country and getting to know the people that play the music, even the people behind the scenes, it's weird to genuinely root for people.
Oh, yeah.
And I do. And like last night, Little Big Town's on and they're hosting it. And I was genuinely rooting for things to go right and hoping the bits were funny. And I just haven't felt that a lot in an environment where we're kind of all doing the same thing. Mostly I'm super competitive. And it's like, me, 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 me. But I have found that, like Brothers last night, Brothers Osborne,
mm-hmm.
I was just so happy they killed. I was so happy Little Big Town did good.
Man, I was super pumped for Dan and Shay when they won.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, loved that moment.
They're the hardest workers. I'm not going to say period because I don't know everybody. Mm-hmm. But they're really hard workers, and I always appreciate somebody who just grinds it out. CMT Awards are trending. Kevin Durant, he's trending. He led the Golden State Warriors Wednesday night over LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, 3-0, wow.
3-0 lead in the NBA Finals.
Yeah. I hadn't heard who won yet. Thanks for telling me.
It's on the internet. Petco Park is trending. A fan at the San Diego Padres Stadium caught a foul ball in her beer and then chugged it with the ball still in it.
Oh, that's
Baller.
Funny.
Yeah, she caught it and went brrr, knocked it down.
That's pretty awesome.
Yep, so there's that. And finally, trending now, A Star is Born. I watched the whole trailer too yesterday.
Good.
It is so good, right?
Yeah. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper together, I was convinced. I was like, this is amazing.
A trailer for the new remake featuring Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga has been released. A Star is Born.
Do you write songs or anything?
I don't sing my own songs.
Why?
I just don't feel comfortable.
Why wouldn't you feel comfortable?
Almost every single person has told me they liked the way I sounded, but that they didn't like the way I look.
I think you're beautiful.
Yeah, it was good. I saw it on one of those websites, and they had the whole top of it was the video. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
That Bradley Cooper looks like a real musician.
Yeah, he does.
He totally does.
He's got a good tan. He looks like he's worn out a little bit.
Yeah.
That's the thing. He looked tired.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he's in music.
Tired and
true
tan.
True artist right there.
Definitely tan.
True artist. Yeah, so there you go. A Star is Born. That's out. Or that comes out. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. She was filming her documentary while she was shooting that movie.
Oh, wow.
Did you guys ever watch the Gaga documentary?
No.
Yes. Is it good?
It's pretty good, yeah.
It is really good.
Yeah, and you go, oh.
She's pretty talented.
Yeah, yeah. So that's out. Those are things that are trending right now. Did you read the story about Taylor Swift building that wall?
No.
Taylor Swift is building a wall around her $25 million estate. She already has a 12-foot one. Now she's going to build it to 25-foot, according to the story. And you know what? Good for her. If people are bothering her so much that she needs to put a wall up, let her put a wall up.
Yeah.
What's the HOA going to do? Fine her?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she'll
come on.
It.
Yeah, yeah. She'll buy the HOA.
Exactly.
Mess with her.
Big reputation. Big reputation. Ooh, you and me, we got big reputations. Ah, and you heard about me. Ooh, I got some big enemies. Big reputation.
She's adding her second barrier. Man, build a whole, like, fort over your house.
Yeah, like a castle thing?
Yeah, like we used to do with sheets in the living room. Yeah, build a fort on the top of it. Whatever you got to do to be safe.
In Mexico, they, like, put broken glass on top of the wall. So, like, you think you can climb over that, you're out of your mind.
Let Taylor live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's just trying to live. Hey, get this. This guy in Texas, he's a rattlesnake, so he chops the head off with a shovel.
which is what you do.
Sure, done that.
And then the head that was already been cut bites him anyway.
No! How does that even happen?
A Corpus Christi, Texas man is still recovering after he was bitten by a rattlesnake, even after the snake had already been beheaded. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Man, you couldn't stop that snake.
Mm-mm. That snake was pissed.
Yeah, he was.
I might be dead.
You may have cut off the rest of my body, but I'm
but I shall make you pay.
So is he going to be okay?
I think so. I stopped reading after that. I really want to know how it ends.
Yeah.
I just like to know why the story is interesting, because sometimes they die in these stories.
That's 50-50 sometimes.
I'm not trying to hear that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just trying to hear what's crazy about it. Okay, let me see. Hold on. Sutcliffe called 911. They drove to the hospital. Seizures, vision, internal bleeding.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Stop reading.
Amy, you asked for this. Hold on.
Keep going, Amy.
Hold on.
And he...
You all know? Wait a minute.
Oh, great. Okay.
The halo flighted him into the hospital.
Oh, boy.
Said the first 24 hours were the worst. Doctor told her husband might not make it. They gave him mass amounts of antivenom. A normal person who is going to get bit is going to get 2 to 4 doses. He had 26 doses. There's no second page. Is he alive?
He's alive.
He is alive?
He's alive.
Okay.
He's alive!
Yeah. He's alive! Hallelujah!
But you want to walk me down this trail, Amy?
No, sorry, I just didn't know.
You couldn't stop at the part about getting bit. You
the
wanted to know
snake
that
would know
part.
It, you know? Okay, here's this. A teacher is arrested after horseplay with the students turns into a fistfight with the students.
Why is he horseplaying with the students?
That's fun, being a good teacher.
Xavier Guerrero, 32, is charged with assault for allegedly choking 2 kids at a school.
Okay.
It's just horseplay, you guys.
Horseplay.
Here's a quote. What, did they die? Don't ask.
Is everybody
don't
okay?
Did they make it?
It began as innocent horseplay and roughhousing between the teacher and a 16-year-old boy. Then a 14-year-old jumped in and punched the teacher in the face.
Phones. Judge common sense. Come on.
No, if he punches him in the face,
why
he's
are they
do
horseplaying?
Something.
Yes.
It started
yes.
off innocent.
You shouldn't be horseplaying with your students, though.
You're a teacher.
You're a teacher.
Don't even touch them.
You're a 32-year-old man, and that's your job. I know that you can go, man, this would be fun to horseplay and, like, show. You want to be one of the boys. You know, you're 32. Look at me. I'm 38. Sometimes I just want to hang out with, you know, be one of the dudes.
Yeah, and we don't even wrestle anymore.
No. Stop horseplaying with kids. What's wrong with you? You want to fight somebody, go take boxing classes over here at Tidal and box somebody.
Yeah, Amy Lunchbox, I can't believe you two are like...
I'm not totally on Lunchbox's side here.
Yes, 14-year-old jumped in and punched the teacher in the face.
Exactly, that's when the you've got to punch... He has to punch the 14-year-old.
No, he doesn't. First of all, you should never be a horse playing. Second of all, if it escalates, you have to just stop and just separate yourself and go, whoa, this has gone too far. You've already messed up. You don't double negative it.
All right, but after the kid punches him, is he allowed to restrain him, or what's he supposed to do?
Somebody should restrain
that's
him.
That's when you bring
up cover him up, cover
the
himself
duct tape.
Up. Excuse me?
What?
No, stop.
No, I always laugh at teachers that duct tape children down. It's not funny. It's like, I don't know what's wrong with them. Mm. Funny. Like, what teacher would think that that's acceptable?
Well, Xavier Guerrero's over here MMA fighting his class. Yeah. Congrats to Blake Shelton, won the big award last night. Video of the year, all named the dogs. So congratulations to Blake at the CMT Awards last night.
Who all did you hang out with?
Who did we hang out with, Mike D? You know who I actually hung out with a lot was Tiffany, Joe Don Rooney's wife from mm-hmm. Rascal Flatts.
Tiffany Fallon.
Mm-hmm. You know who I hung out with the night before was Tyler Hubbard's wife, Haley.
Oh.
Talked to them, but I'm basically a wag.
Just hanging out with all the wives?
I talked to Haley in the DM, but that's it.
Yeah, I told her, because we were talking about you. And I said, Amy's like your friend on direct message. And she's like, I love Amy. And I said, hey, as much as you think Amy's cool, let me tell you the truth.
Yeah.
She's even cooler in person.
Oh, okay.
That's what I said.
I thought you were like, no.
I was like, you can think Amy's an amazing person, but I'm telling you, she's more amazing than you think she is.
Yeah, so who else? Because you're back there kind of just hanging out with... Yeah,
Luke Combs, who's a friend, so that was an easy one.
Yeah.
I like to get in those situations and not really have to meet new people. I like to hang out with my friends.
Yeah, the people you already know.
Yeah, you know, that's why I like to grow.
That's easy.
As a person. Luke Combs and Leon Bridges were there together. Talked to them for a while. Keith Urban, talked to him. He came a bit late, but talked to him.
Yeah.
It was good. I talked to AJ from the Backstreet Boys for a second.
Yeah,
did y'all rekindle because you sang the other night together?
No, but he didn't remember me.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah. So it was good.
They were all there. Did you talk to all of them?
No, I didn't.
Really?
One of them, there was the little one, pushed me to the side. Brian. Oh,
he pushed
me to the side.
What?
He pushed me. He's like, here comes Mike D. Mike D's going to come over here. Quiet, Mike. Mike D.
They were all coming down the hallway, and he was like, oh, got to get through, get out of the way. And he like pushed him out of the way.
Pushed me to the side. Yeah. And I was like, that's cool.
You shouldn't have been standing there.
Yeah. I was like, get out the way. Move, Bones. Get out the
way. Did you see there?
Get out the way.
Were you in the audience or backstage when they performed? Did you see the Backstreet Boys perform?
I was backstage.
Okay.
I watched on a monitor.
Okay. Fully choreographed.
Yeah.
Which I am.
It's a little cheesy.
Yeah.
But that's what they used to do.
I know, but I'm glad they do it too, because it should be cheesy.
Okay. Yeah.
Because so if they're trying to be cool, we're going, stop being cool. We only watch the Backstreet Boys because we used to like the Backstreet Boys.
Correct.
Do you think they know they're being cheesy?
Yeah, kind of.
They get off. Do you think that they're like, oh, I can't believe we're about to go do this choreographed dance?
No, because they're getting paid.
Okay.
They get paid to perform their last night? No, but in general.
Oh.
I don't know if they got paid or not. I don't know how that works. But I think if it wasn't cheesy, we'd be like, oh, come on. Give me a little bit of that cheese. Mike D showed me a picture. I did hang out with Sugarland, Christian Bush, and Jennifer Nettles, Rascal Flatts. Oh, PK.
PK Subban. Yeah. Dude, I saw that. Was he cool?
He was cool. He was real nice.
What y'all talking about?
Is that the guy dating Lindsey Vonn?
Yep.
Okay.
He is?
Oh, he's dating Lindsey Vonn?
Yeah. Lunchbox was texting me, hey, get Lindsey Vonn's number. You should hook up. And I'm like, dude, first of all, she's not.
You should hook
up. I mean, look at me.
Is she smoking hot?
Yep. I didn't know her and Tiger broke up.
Oh, come on. That was years ago.
Okay.
I had no idea. I knew she was here. That's what I was saying. Get her number. I had no idea she was dating PK Subban, but
They walked the red carpet together. Yeah.
They're going to have athletic babies because they are both athletes. You look at them both and you go, oh, for sure they do something in sports. Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty
cool.
How
is she looking?
She looked good. She's pretty.
Did you see her on TV? She looked pretty.
No, that's what I'm saying. I want to know if she's that good looking in person. I've seen her on TV plenty.
But you think that I
plenty
could go up to her and be like, what's up, babe? Because Lunchbox is like, get her number, hook up.
Yes.
I'm like, what does that even mean?
Hook up.
Get her number, hook up. First of all, she's with PK.
Hey.
He's right there.
Yes, and second of all.
All you got to do is go up to her and be like.
Tell me what, okay.
This is how you
Vonn's right there. And I'm me, okay?
Yeah, you're you.
Go ahead.
And I know you're a little awkward with the lady, so you may be a little nervous. So I thought last night would be a perfect opportunity, because summertime is here. Mm-hmm. You walk up to Lindsey Vonn and be like, hey, want to come swimming? And show her a picture of your pool. That's it.
No, that
Boom.
Is so lame.
That is
Lindsey
so
Vonn
awesome.
Does not care about your pool.
Yes, she does.
Wait, you just say you want to go swimming and then boom?
Now show her my phone.
Yeah.
Hey, you like water? Check out my phone.
Oh my.
Hey, it's going to be one hot summer. Want to cool down? There you go. Got my own pool.
Hey, Lindsey, you're looking super hot.
Wouldn't it be weird to date?
I can just cool you off.
To date someone with the same name as the person you dated before?
Oh, yeah. That'd be awkward.
Okay, I just dated Lindsey. Just thinking.
Yeah.
Lindsey.
Well, or convenient.
Easy.
Or you called anything.
Did you ask her about Tiger or anything?
Yeah, we had a whole conversation. I was like, what's up with that Woods dude? He's just like hooking up with
I would be like, is he really a bad tipper?
You go that route. Yeah, what about all that?
Yeah.
When y'all would go to dinner?
That waitress worked at Perkins. Did you ever meet her, the one you hooked up with?
Wow.
Man.
Did you see Tiger parked his $20 million yacht on the side, like an hour from where the golf tournament is?
Really?
Tiger Woods has this yacht and it's a $20 million yacht and he's staying on it.
Oh,
apparently.
Man.
That's legit.
I know.
I want that life.
Yeah, and then Bones will definitely get Lindsey with a pool picture.
After
he has a yacht.
Yeah, obviously.
Her ex has a yacht.
Obviously, she wasn't into the yacht because she's not with him anymore.
Yeah, that's
probably
not what it was.
Things.
That's probably not what it was.
Yeah.
But that was last night. It was good. Everybody's running around. And you know, when you're with 100 people and it's loud, you don't really have long conversations. Because there's just so many people. It's like, hey, good to see you. Hey, how's it going? Thank you. Goodbye. Next thing you know, a Backstreet Boy pushing you again. He shoved me pretty hard. And it was an honor to be shoved.
You're going to have a bruise? That'd be awesome. I got this bruise from a Backstreet Boy.
I got a BSB bruise. I have another one of my books in studio here today.
Bam. I saw that. So it must mean that somebody's getting another copy.
That's right.
Yesterday, I got my copy, which was awesome.
I'm acting like people care.
Are you doing like a book a day? Like, you get a book.
Well, I'm giving books to people who I would like to give books to. And so I'd like to give this book. Do I have some presentation? I need some presentation.
You know, every day I come in, I look under my chair just in case you're doing the whole Oprah thing.
Oh, like look under your chair?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, like tape it under your chair?
I do, but
is that what Oprah did to the cars?
No.
Look under your chair and you get a car?
A lot of times it's under your chair, you'll get a copy of this book.
Yeah.
Don't ask me how I know that.
I didn't watch a lot of Oprah TV shows.
I am awarding this book today, which comes out next Tuesday, less than 2 weeks. I know, it's crazy.
It's awesome.
Oh, thanks, man.
Can't wait to read it.
Two,
Mike D.
There
he is. Mike D. Quiet Mike.
Oh, yeah. Does Mike get a note like I did?
Like, did I sign it?
Yeah.
I did sign it, yeah.
Okay, read it. Read it. Read it.
I mean, it's kind of personal. It's up to him if he'd like to read it
or not. Oh, Mike, would you mind sharing?
If it says I love you, I'm going to lose it.
I read mine.
Says, Mike D., keep working hard, man. You've done great things in the last 2 years. Greater to come. Thanks for sharing your story with me. Proud to be your friend, BB.
Aw.
That's awesome. Thanks,
that's
man.
Cool.
Mike D.'s in the book.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
No, it's not weird. Mike D. lost over 120 pounds through just hard work, eating right, determination. And so I wrote part of his story in the book.
It is inspiring.
Yeah, I became a rec champion through hard work,
dedication.
You didn't
tell me that. You didn't tell me you were a recreation champion.
And what sport? You would have put him in the book.
Soccer.
Wow, what?
Like, go in.
Because this book's about failing until you don't. That's what
it's
called.
Yeah, we lost plenty of seasons before that, but then we kept coming back and we kept getting better and
like,
getting better.
Like, what's your big story? Like, if I were to say, if it's a lunchbox, I need you a story from a book.
I just told you.
What story would you have told, though?
I just did.
That's not a good. Like, one specific story of you overcoming adversity.
Oh, I got into college.
No, about rec. Okay, see. Okay, thank you.
About rec soccer. Yeah. We got to the championship. We lost. And most teams could have folded and gone home and never come back. But no, we looked each other in the eyes and we said, listen, guys, this offseason we need to train. So during that week off, we trained. We came back the next season. We went undefeated.
Wow.
And we raised the championship banner.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
Wow.
Rudy.
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 Rudy. And for our prize, we got the $75 gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's its own book, man.
Yeah.
Forget part of my book.
Yeah.
That's its own book.
Yeah.
Lunch, do your own thing.
Yeah. Wow. The Buffalo Wild Wings story.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you'd be calling it. The Green Team rises above all.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Man. I've
hey, let me get
that.
Those movie rights. Hold on, let me call my guy. Hey, get it. Listen, do this. You know that movie you've been looking for? That's super motivational to all of America? Listen to this.
I mean, we had a girl on our team that had never played soccer before.
Wow.
But we didn't let that stop us. We still passed her the ball. She could barely kick it. She could barely run. But did we kick her off the team? No. We let her come back. We could have dropped her for someone better, someone more talented. No. We said, we're keeping this team together, and we are going to win. And win, we did.
And you won the championship the next year.
Yeah, and got the $75 buckle.
Wow.
That's amazing.
$75 for every single person?
No, for the team. So we got a team party at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Team
and
party.
And still had to pay on top of that.
You fought, though. I like that.
It's a good story, man.
There it is.
I want to do an addendum to your book.
All right. My book comes out next Tuesday. Not this Tuesday, but you can pre-order it on Amazon. $10 off right now. There it is. See the guy that was so messed up when he stole the car? He thought he was in Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
He thought he was playing a video game.
So crazy.
Guys in Oregon got so wasted, he stole a car right in front of the cops. Says he took some LSD before embarking on his not-so-excellent adventure. He hopped in a Toyota Camry and ended after a 40-mile chase. He eluded troopers, crashed into a ditch. He told officers he was hallucinating the entire time. And he swore he was at home playing Grand Theft Auto. Like, he swore.
It's not funny.
You know what?
What do you mean that's not funny?
Nobody got hurt.
That is funny. That's why we're talking about it. We wouldn't be talking about it if it wasn't funny.
I think it's more of a PSA, like, don't do this. Like,
to me, it's crazy, because I was talking about laughing gas yesterday. I'd never been that high before.
Yeah.
Laughing. And I go, wow, I saw the world slow down. I'd never been high. And I was like, maybe I should. One guy tweeted me, he said, hey, you should try mushrooms.
No.
It is organic.
No. In high school one time, this guy ate a mushroom taco.
Is this guy you?
Yeah.
No.
Come on.
Tell us more.
No,
come on, tell
I have
more.
Never
so
done
what was it like, Amy?
Hey, this guy. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I'm so serious. It was actually Halloween, and I was dressed as a sporty, one of the Spice Girls. And he ate a mushroom taco or something, and he was talking to a basketball. Like, literally having a full-blown conversation with a basketball.
Okay, that was your story. Tom Hanks did a whole movie where he talked to a volleyball and he made millions of dollars. So, I mean, maybe he's onto something.
I know. This was so bizarre to watch because it was very, and then it would like dribble and he'd freak out. I mean,
His friend was getting dribbled.
Oh, that would be wow.
If I saw someone pick Eddie up and start dribbling him, I would also freak out.
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought you were going to say some horror story, like the guy that I know in high school that his lips turned all purple and his face and he had to go to the hospital. But
well, I mean, that would be bad too, but I don't need...
What happened then?
Like, Bobby doesn't need to be walking around talking to basketballs.
But imagine if I thought that was fun. Like, wouldn't the greatest thing in life be to find something
this
simple?
This didn't really turn out so great, I don't think. I don't know.
What's that mean?
Like, in like I don't know. You just don't want to get in. I don't think you want to dabble in these drugs.
Yeah, is this guy not okay still?
I don't know. It just seems scary.
Yeah, I'm telling you, though. I got that laughing gas. I felt at peace. Well, for one of the first times ever, I was just at peace.
Would you be opposed to, like, maybe doing that alone in a locked, like, house where you know you're not going to get
doing
out?
Doing what?
Anything like that.
No,
I can't get
no.
laughing at.
Just say no.
No, no, no. Anything like what Amy's
Nancy
friend.
Reagan, relax, okay?
I get it.
You know
it.
What I'm saying? Where you know you're not going to hurt anyone, but you want to know what that's like.
Here's the problem with me. If I were to eat a gummy bear or a brownie.
Yeah.
Because I never even smoked a cigarette. I don't know this stuff. I think I would just want to do all the brownies. And that's all I would want to do is eat brownies every day.
Hmm.
That's why I don't drink. Because it's not a thing against drinking. I'd drink it all.
Yeah.
This would be a dry town.
Yeah. You would drink all the alcohol.
Yeah,
I mean,
all of it would be gone. Yeah, but yes, the answer is yes.
Yes, you would. Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't lock myself in a room.
You wouldn't?
No, but I'd probably do it with someone I trusted.
Because if you didn't lock the house or the room, you could be this guy like in the car.
So who would you do it with
in
here?
In a state like, that it's legal.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd go to Denver.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
What?
Who would you want with you, like out of this room?
Me.
Amy. Yeah, of this room. Maybe Eddie, but I think Eddie would maybe do funny stuff and record me. I don't like that.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, he probably would. But probably Amy. I would trust Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Huh.
But that's it.
Dang, my dude,
Lunchbox?
Got cut there.
Hmm?
Why not Lunchbox?
I don't really do anything with him.
Yeah.
It's true, I guess.
True.
So I wouldn't like be vulnerable in that state and let him just have at it. You know what I mean?
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Yeah, here I am. Here we are. I got Amy over there. How about you? Good?
I'm here. Right. Yeah.
Smiling all week.
Look at you.
Yeah,
what are you today? Anyways, I forget.
7.
Oh, you went up for sure.
No, no.
You started off.
Hey, listen. This is how the morning starts here. Amy and I have a whiteboard, and we write how we feel whenever we start the show.
Yeah.
And I got here before Amy, and I was doing some station liners, and Amy walks in and writes hers down to us at like an 8 or something.
I was a 9 today.
And she says, what are you? And I was busy. I said, just write down whatever you think I am. And she goes, 5.8.
Oh.
I was like,
better than that.
Exactly.
No. He is now. Oh. Then.
He wasn't in the morning.
I just woke up. I was out all night last night, CMT Awards. I didn't even do fun stuff afterward.
Yeah. You didn't do after party?
I lit my candle on InstaStory.
Mm.
Song of the night last night was Jake Owen.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Yeah. You're
and
right.
And then I went to bed. No after party. I don't think I got invited to after party.
Yeah, we didn't either.
Now that I think about it, I went to the show. I was a presenter and nobody invited me to after party.
They just really assume you're not going to go.
Yeah. For sure.
True.
Eddie didn't invite me to play golf, and I was in town this past weekend, and my feelings were hurt. I sent him a message.
Hey, man, you did.
Who
send
did
me
you
message.
Invite to play golf?
It's just me and Lunchbox. We play every week.
And I was in town, And I said, hey, man, I just throw me an invite. And he was like, we started at 6 a.m. I was like, who wakes up early?
By the time I got the message, I was already home.
That's not the point.
Oh, hey, did you get his invite to his pool party this past weekend?
I didn't have a pool party.
You did have a pool party. I
you
saw it on your Insta story.
Did you have people over?
I did not have a pool party.
I even showed my kids, and they're like, what?
I didn't get invited either, guys.
Amy, you were out of town, and yes, you did. Yes, you did, because you went to San Antonio. And I said, Amy, you're welcome to come to the pool party.
Oh.
It wasn't a pool party. I said, you're welcome to come to the
pool party. Did you get invited to that?
There was no music. Man. There was no DJ. There
no
was nothing.
Music, no, no DJ, so you didn't invite us.
There was
us.
No food. There was Megan Boardman brought
CSA
some
chips.
Floats. And
I saw Nikita and her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Was Mike D playing the Jenga.
Friends that didn't come to the last party came to this gathering of like 5 people.
Megan was at the last one. Mike D was there. Man, that's pretty
Nikita
much.
Nikita was there.
Yeah.
No, she wasn't.
No, she wasn't.
Oh, she was.
Stop with your lies. Okay.
Okay, we have important things to get to, guys.
That's right. Here we go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
I mean, this woman is definitely onto something. Did you see the woman that ordered food to be delivered to her house just so she could get the delivery guy to kill a spider?
Oh, wow. So did she pay for the food?
Yeah, I mean, she did the whole thing. She ordered KFC, had it delivered. She needed to eat, but also it was very convenient for her. She invited the delivery person to please come in and take care of the spider that was in her living room. And he did. No word on how much she tipped him, but hopefully a little extra.
Well, no, that's paying for a different service.
Yeah. He got it off the ceiling and flushed it in the toilet.
Yeah,
so it went far, far away. So
okay, Forrest Gump, thank you. Go ahead.
So there's a new trend. I don't know for sure how it's going to, you know, catch on or people are going to like it, but it's called broccoli coffee. And it's coffee with a special broccoli powder mixed in. So it gives you 5 servings of vegetables while you drink your coffee.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, if it doesn't taste like a vegetable, that's pretty cool.
They say it's a little broccoli tasting. Broccoli.
Chopping broccoli.
Hey, remember that?
Yeah, what else?
Would you accept a promotion without a raise? That is the question.
Absolutely. Every promotion I've ever got just about is without a raise. Because you get the promotion and you prove your worth and then the money comes. Never go somewhere for money. To just chase money. You'll never get anything in life. Nobody wants to pay you anything until you prove you're worth it. You're only paying for what it is to replace you. That's it. They only pay you what it costs to replace you. So, no, every promotion I've ever got, I've said yes. And then I worked my way to make more money.
Wow.
Because it's a stepping stone.
It's just the end to a means. Let's say I want to make more money, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, you can do this. Give me all the duties. I'm going to prove myself. And I'm going to prove how valuable I am that you can't lose me. So you're going to have to pay me more. That's all it is. You can't.
It's good advice for people because people surveyed, 64% said yes, they would take the promotion.
Wow.
No raise. And that's up. People are getting smarter. Evidently, they did this survey a couple years ago, and it was only like 50%.
Nobody's just throwing money around.
Yeah.
You're going to sit and wait for money. You're not going to get any money.
It's good advice for people listening right now. Do what do like Bobby says.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. You Amy, that's my pile. That?
Yes. They are promoting you because you're more valuable, mm-hmm. which means they need to pay you more money because you're going to have more responsibility. The reason they promoted you in the first place is because they think you are a superior worker.
I'm not shocked he's saying this right now because this is coming from the guy who was given an opportunity to do his sports podcast on the BobbyCast.
On my channel.
And he declined to do it because
paperwork
of
wasn't in.
Money or paper. I don't even know what. Contract. So,
by the way, that podcast went top 10 with Ray and Eddie.
Get
oh, wow.
Out.
Yeah, I posted on Mantha Story. It was a top 10 podcast.
Dang. I know this is a little bit different when you say that's sort of similar.
Yeah, it
is. Like you're given an opportunity.
Is.
Just prove yourself.
Yeah.
And don't worry about the money or anything.
Some people are saying that the Ray and Eddie show maybe
Ray, top
about
10, dude.
How about it?
Ray, it went did you see it went top 10?
And Eddie didn't even know what he was talking about.
I
never
know. It was the greatest thing. They did a whole sports podcast on game one of the NBA Finals,
mm-hmm.
and neither one of them watched the game. Now, but here's the beauty of it, because at first I laughed, but then I thought, oh, they're onto something. So they watched clips and YouTube videos and highlights. And I go, oh, that's all I watch anyway for the most part if it's late.
Oh, yeah.
And so I listen to them talk about the highlights. It was actually pretty good.
Wow.
It was a different way. Eddie knows nothing about sports and Ray knows a lot about sports. It was good.
Yeah, it's a good balance.
I enjoyed it.
Man, Ray, that means we got value now.
Oh, dude. And it was only 10 minutes. Imagine 30 minutes.
I was imagining more like 8.
Oh, yeah.
All right, dead end.
Yeah, that's my pile.
Okay, thank you very much.
The Bobby Bone Show.
All right, we'll be doing our show live from the Ryman Auditorium tomorrow. Also, Little Big Town will be in tomorrow.
Also, oh, awesome.
Chris Jansen, Cassie Ashton, American Idol winner, Matty Poppy, Caleb Hutchison. It'll be a big show tomorrow. What are you doing today, tonight?
I got CMA Fest tonight.
Yeah, going out to the big stage?
Mm-hmm, stage announcements there. And then my husband and kids are coming, so that'll be fun. And
are you guys staying for the show?
A little bit. I mean, yeah, for them to experience that. What about you?
Matty Poppy's coming over. We're doing a BobbyCast.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so for sure doing that tonight. I think she gets to town. She won American Idol. First mm-hmm. time I've seen her since the show. But yeah, so that's happening. Then tomorrow, the Ryman. I think I'm doing an event with Luke tomorrow. I don't know. It's just so much now because the festival's happening.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it. We'll see you guys. Thanks for hanging with us. See you on Friday. Don't forget a live show from the Ryman Auditorium tomorrow. It's free. If you can hear my voice and you can get to us, come on. It's free. You can get in. Doors open at 6 a.m. Central Time tomorrow.
Show.